Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I get the beat and discuss the library's musical offerings. Don't go anywhere. Karen, you had the idea that we're going to talk about music today. Is that right?
That is very correct. Music is very important in my life. I love the musics.
I love the musics too.
And I thought last night I watched a documentary on Wham.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a new appreciation for George Michael. I didn't realize he was the songwriter on most of their songs.
Oh, yeah. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yes. And Careless Whisper, he and Andrew wrote, and they recorded that like three or four times, trying to get the perfect sound.
Right.
So I thought, music, that's a great podcast. People may not realize that we still have compact disc.
We have CDs. We have music documentaries. We have books of music, how to play instruments. We have concerts. We are very musical.
Yes, music oriented.
So we can talk about all those types of things. I remember back at the Olden Library going through the bins of vinyl
the
records.
Albums?
Yes.
Albums?
Yeah.
Those are coming back. I talked to Greg this morning about the idea for this podcast. And he goes, well, CDs, they may be going away soon. I was like, no, hold on, Greg.
Right.
Albums are coming back. Vinyl is coming back. And like the song says, everything owed is new again.
That is so true. Yeah, we kind of thought vinyl was a thing of the past. But the vinyl advocates say that it actually sounds better than CDs or something about the way it's recorded. It just has a different kind of sound.
Oh, really?
I don't know that the library will go back to stocking vinyl, because the problem with vinyl is it scratches real easy.
Yes.
And we have enough trouble with the CDs getting scratched.
Right.
So I doubt that we will jump on that bandwagon, but you never know. We might have a small
collection,
vinyl collection. Our CD collection seems to be sort of shrinking through the years.
Yes.
We have to make room for other things, and it just doesn't check out that much, because I think most people are streaming their music these days. They're using the Spotify's or what have you. We have some streaming options. We've got tons of music on Hoopla. Almost anything that I've looked for, I've found on there. All the classics. I think I was looking for like the Beach Boys. I read something about Pet Sounds and realized, well, I don't think I've ever sat down and listened to Pet Sounds from one end to the other. So it was on Hoopla. I got to listen to it.
Excellent.
So I would describe our CD collection currently as kind of a classics collection. We're not trying to stay hip and current with every new little thing, because those people are streaming instead of
That's true. The younger generation streams. My daughter has discovered vinyl. But you know how much vinyl is now? I used to buy them for $5.99 at Kmart.
Right.
And they're like $30 an album. Some go up to $50.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. I was like, no, Kmart, thumb through $5.99.
I got an email a few weeks ago about the library participating in a record sealing clinic. And when I first heard that, I thought they're going to teach us how to seal up our vinyl records. It's actually about expunging your quart cases and
nothing
and things
fun.
Like that. Yeah, I mean, I mean, that's a great thing, but
albums.
I was more excited that it was about albums.
But we do have tons of music. We still have a lot of music, especially the perennial favorites.
Yeah,
Johnny
classics.
Cash, which is my favorite. Willie Nelson, a lot of Tom Petty.
Also,
and I guess they're classics now. I guess those are really classics now.
And tons of jazz.
Lots of jazz.
The standards.
Yes.
Every year around Christmas, we go through there and find
the
Christmas
CDs, music,
Nat King Cole. So it is a nice collection, and some people do use it. It doesn't get used a ton. I kind of think that there's a handful of people that just go through and use it.
They check out everything alphabetically.
I've
noticed that.
Great for those people. I secretly think they're going home and ripping copies of it. But
we don't know what happens at their house.
We don't know what happens. We just check it out to you. But if you are wondering why we don't have like the newest Taylor Swift album, it's because they just don't really check out enough to keep up with all the current things. So
because that generation mainly streams.
Right.
I know my daughter has a Spotify account that I pay for. That's not even a sharing Spotify account. It's just for her phone.
Mm-hmm.
But she listens to a lot of new artists that I've never heard of.
Right. But if you are looking for some of the classics, we've probably got them on CD if you have a CD player. I think most of the new cars these days don't have CD players either. So
that's true. Our 2019 does not have a CD player.
Right. So I don't have a CD player at home. I think I have a Blu-ray player that I could play a CD on if I had to, but that sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
So I just stream too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk today about all our music. Everything music here.
Everything music. So we've mentioned CDs. We've mentioned Hoopla, which has a vast collection of...
Yes, check it out, Hoopla.
...music on it for sure. We also... You mentioned that Wham! Documentary. We do not have that one. I think it just...
It just came out.
It just came out. But we do have tons of great music...
Yes.
...documentaries.
And some concerts on DVD, but lots of music documentaries and biographies of musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Yeah. We've got, I think we mentioned how badly we miss Tina Turner. We have a great Tina Turner documentary that I watched not too long ago.
Really? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think
and
it
we
was,
have lots of Tina Turner
it was,
albums,
it was
too.
On HBO. It was pretty,
I don't have HBO.
Pretty good. Well, I think we have the DVD, though.
We have the DVD.
I went through a stretch a few months ago where I couldn't find a new show to watch, so I watched a bunch of music documentaries then.
They're fun to watch because mm-hmm. you don't really understand what goes on behind the scenes. Like, I didn't know George Michael was this producer, songwriter person.
Yeah.
And it, you know, he was not the group, mm-hmm. but, you know, he really stood out and did a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, you know, you learn a lot from the documentaries.
I loved one. It was kind of a big deal when it came out a couple of years ago, and we have it on DVD and Blu-ray. I think it was the Beatles' Get Back.
Yes.
It was their sessions that they did for, it was going to be an album, it was going to be a show, they weren't sure what it was, but they filmed tons and tons of stuff of them working, and the tapes just got ended up in someone's basement, and now they have the technology to actually restore all of those tapes
yes.
and everything. So it was really interesting getting to see them just kind of be a fly on the wall and see them working out these different songs and things like that. And one of the stories was that they weren't getting along at that time, but you see in the tapes, I mean, sure, they have arguments like we do.
Yes.
But, you know, they were getting along fine. And Yoko was there for every single session.
I saw a thing with Paul McCartney the other day, and when they did the song Get Back,
mm-hmm.
John Lennon accused Paul of staring at Yoko every time he said Get Back.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul said, we didn't want anybody. The other ones did not want anyone in the recording studio. So
right.
That was our time. That was our time.
Well, she just sits there and like knits, and I don't know. I don't want to get into the
Yoko. No, okay, we won't get into that. But yeah, I don't think Paul really liked Yoko being in there.
Yeah, but
sorry.
That is an excellent documentary. It's kind of long. Another one that they recently, it was lost, but they found the technology to actually put it all together. Was Aretha Franklin, Amazing Grace?
Yes.
Have you seen that one?
Yes, that is really good. I'd forgot about that. That is awesome.
Yeah. In the early 70s, she got a gospel choir together, and this was when she was at the
yes.
height of her popularity.
Yes.
But she wanted to do something about her gospel roots. So she got this fantastic choir together, and they put on a couple of nights of performances at this church. They filmed it. They put out an album. The album's been out for years. It's really good. But they also filmed it. But at the time, they didn't use one of those clicker-clacker things that syncs up the sound to the pictures. So apparently it was just a nightmare to try to sync it all up until now when they have the technology that could make that easy. So that came out a couple of years ago. That was excellent. Do you know of any other good music documentaries?
Love for Levon.
Mm-hmm.
Levon Helm, an Arkansas favorite and a
yeah.
native. I've seen that one. Man, I can't, you know, there's some stuff on the Rat Pack over there, I think. I love Frank, Dean, and Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many. You know, I don't know.
I
can't.
And there's concerts, too. One that
oh,
I really
yes.
like is the Everly Brothers reunion
oh,
concert.
Oh, yes, Phil and Don.
Phil and Don
got
back
Brothers.
Together, even though they kind of hated each other.
Well,
but they sang real good.
Do we have Simon and Garfunkel at New
We
York?
Do. We have the Simon and Garfunkel
Excellent.
At Central Park. I've watched that one, too. Speaking
That's
of
a good one.
Two other people who
the
sing.
Don't Get Along.
Right. That
and
one.
That seems to be a theme.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, come in, check us out with the music and the DVDs, but also we have two groups We have a ukulele club mm-hmm. on the second Monday at 4 o'clock. This is not instructional. This is come in and play ukulele with some other folks that play ukulele.
Right. If you're even just like a beginner ukulele-er, you can come in and maybe learn a little bit or just join in.
And share your favorite song. And on, I think it's the first and third Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
that we have the bluegrass jammers come in.
They are so good.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Most of the time they do meet in our auditorium, but sometimes due to scheduling conflicts, they have to meet in our nonfiction section. And I love those days.
I prefer it when they're in the library.
Yes.
They've said, I think, that they prefer to have a kind of private space, but it's so soothing when they're playing, because they're actually really, I mean, they're not, you know, super professional musicians, but it sounds great.
It does. It sounds wonderful. Again, not instructional. Just come in for the bluegrass jam. I don't think they want electric mm-hmm. instruments.
Yeah.
But just come in and listen to them. It's great. They used to do our Thursday night, and I loved it mm-hmm. then. But they're great.
We also have concerts. I think we've just kind of finished up a spree of them. But we do have Wednesday night concerts.
We had one last night.
Look at our calendar for that. We're work with the Jazz Society. And they've put on a great series of concerts. And every once in a while, we'll find someone else to do a concert for us.
We used to do Sonny Burgess quite frequently.
We did.
Poor Sonny Burgess.
Yes.
We've done a lot of concerts in the back. Mm-hmm. I think most of the people that work here love music. Some people are just like,
eh. Yeah.
But most of the people work here love music and have, you know, suggestions for music and mm-hmm. in concerts and such.
We also have lots of like how to play a musical instrument book. I had to bring it back the other day. I've never taken a piano lesson, but I have a keyboard at home, and I know enough to just kind of fiddle around on it, but not anything formal. But I found a really good teach yourself piano book. We have several, but this one to me just kind of made sense the way that they were teaching it. So I have been practicing every day for at least 15 or 20 minutes. Started with Jingle Bells. I got up to Alouette, and I got that one. I was doing pretty good on that. But I had renewed the book so many times that I had to bring it back. And our rule is, and I probably could have broken the rule, but I need a little break anyway. So I did bring it back. And now that I've thought about it, I'm going to check it out again to continue on from Alouette. But we have tons of books how to learn an instrument, and also like music books, fake books.
That's what I was, the fake books that have the songs. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is.
I don't play an instrument, so I'm not sure of all the terminology.
Well, and we've also had, we're doing some guitar lessons. We've had them for teens and for adults coming up.
And if they're popular, maybe, you know, in the fall we can bring some back.
Sure.
But, you know, come check us out with our music. And check out the Wham if you have Netflix. I thought that was a very good documentary.
Yeah, we'll be on the lookout for that one if they ever put it out for us to buy.
You just learn so much with the documentaries.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
Now, I know that you are a major Johnny Cash fan.
Major, yes.
What are your top Johnny Cash picks that we have?
For albums or just anything?
Anything Johnny-related.
Johnny-related. Well, I guess his most famous is Live at Folsom Prison, which is good. I like that. You know, Johnny Cash was so popular, then, like, his record label dropped him, I guess, in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. And then he came back with Rick Rubin.
With Rick Rubin. Yeah. And that first one, and I don't remember the name of it, I think it was just Johnny Cash Recordings, was great. And the mm-hmm. second one, Unchained, I think Unchained is one of my favorite albums that Johnny Cash put out. But, you know, he's put out so many.
And we've also got his book, right?
We have several Johnny Cash biographies. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of June Carter Cash. I like June Carter Cash, mm-hmm. you know, a lot. And we have her albums.
Music biographies, we have a lot of those too. Those can be really interesting. We are doing for our Have Book, Will Travel book club, we are reading Coal Miner's Daughter sometime.
Yes, Loretta. This
fall. So that's another musical thing that, we can help people out with.
That's right. I forgot we were doing that book. Yes, Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter, and we have the movie.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any other good music biographies? I know that I've read some. Oh, I've got one. This actually just showed up in our donation pile the other day, and it's a book that I've listened to the audio of on our Libby service, and it's a book about the Beatles called Tune In, and it's just about their early years. It goes up to, I think, the end of 1963. But it has so much detail, and I know you're not a huge Beatles fan. It might be too much for you. But if you are interested in the Beatles, it's really well done. And this guy, Lewison is his name, is one of the foremost Beatles historians. And he worked forever just on this first volume. And I keep waiting to find out, well, when's the next volume going to come out? And apparently he's still working on it, it's one of those things you have to wait.
Wow.
But we did not have that book, and I saw it in our donations cart the other day, and I was like, oh, well, we need to add this. So we now have Tune In, not only in our digital collection, but in our collection, and I would advise anyone who's interested in the Beatles at all to tune into that book, because it's great.
Excellent. I like Man in Black, Johnny Cash. That's I own that book, so it's it's a great book. Who else do we have? We have George. I'm a big country music fan, so I do love the country music biographies. George Jones, Tammy Wynette.
So tragic.
Oh, Tammy Wynette has got to be one of my all time favorites. It's just in her life was so. Did she get kidnapped or she didn't get kidnapped?
Did she make up getting kidnapped?
You know, we have books on
the thing. There's the one that Loretta Lynn, for those who don't know, she wrote about her friendship with Patsy Cline that was really good. So that was a really, really interesting
one. And Willie Nelson and his sister wrote a book a few years back that was really good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that she was such the pianist that she was.
Interesting.
And you know, she died a couple of years ago, so it's been like 3 or 4 years, but he and Bobby put out a book that was really good.
Yeah. Well, we might have covered. Should we sing everybody a song?
I don't think anybody wants that. Although, when George Jones died, Greg and I made all the younger folks listen to He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Yes.
And they all quit.
Yeah. No.
Well, some of them did, but not over that. But
we try to teach some of these youngsters to have a little more appreciation about things that we think is important that they've never heard of.
Never heard of. Like someone the other day didn't know who Deep Purple was.
Right.
I'm like, they're albums.
Yeah. Do you still have any 8-tracks?
I do have some 8-tracks in my little 8-track holder with the lid, and I have them put up, and I think I have a Frank Sinatra Christmas album, 8-track, Aerosmith Toys in the Attic, which was the first 8-track I bought. And back then at Kmart, they had them behind this plexiglass and had a little hole cut in it. You had to put your hand in there. You couldn't pull it out. You had to get somebody with a key. So I have my Aerosmith Toys in the Attic, 8-track. And I've got a couple of more. But yes, I still have some 8-tracks. I don't think I have any cassettes. If I have any cassettes, I don't worry about
it. Do you have an 8-track player?
No.
No, but you have the 8-tracks, just in case. Because those could come back, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now that the vinyl's coming back, I guess 8-track would be next.
8-track could come back. 8-tracks were big back in the day. Because, you know, back then they would be like doing a song. Especially I have Bad Out of Hell, Meatloaf. They'd be doing a long song and then go to the next track.
In the middle. They'd have to cut it right in the middle. So that was kind of an unfortunate part of the 8-track experience.
Yes.
Well, Karen, I think we have covered music. I'm sure we've forgotten something that we do here that has to do with music, but if we have, it'll just have to wait for another day.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.